Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan at 6:39. Yes, the NFL and NFL Players Association agreed to keep collusion findings secret. Can you guys break down exactly what's going on with this?
I can try. There's a lot of moving components to this. It sounds like they found through an arbitrator that there was collusion between the NFL owners to keep guaranteed contracts down, like you said, in the wake of the Deshaun Watson contract from years ago now. Like, you know, Lamar Jackson's had contracts. Mm-hmm. A number of other different guys have had contracts since then but have not had guaranteed money the way Deshaun Watson did. And it sounds like the NFL owners were guilty of collusion. The interesting part is that the NFLPA agreed to keep this confidential, and which is just insanity to me when you look at what the NFLPA's job is and what the director of the NFLPA and all the above, that you would keep this confidential to seemingly protect the owners
right.
and the shield, which is just, it's just nuts. So it sounds like this was made public a couple of weeks ago by Pablo Torre, and now they're like, you know what, man, hey, we're going to appeal that. We're going to walk that back, and we're going to try to figure this thing out, which is just – it's insane to me. The whole thing is just insane.
This is the game of gotcha. Pablo Torre plays I gotcha. You guys did this together. You're all in on it. First off, the whole – we can talk all day about the guaranteed contracts in the NFL and why the Deshaun Watson thing was a disaster, and no team will ever do it again for quite some time because of that. But then the other thing is basically this is a game of gotcha. Pablo Torre, who is suddenly is an investigative reporter, mainly about Bill Belichick, nails this, and the NFLPA goes, oh, this is a bad look. We better go back on our deal. And they probably told, the head of the union probably called Roger Goodell and said, hey, call me on your burner. And they did. And, or they're sitting at a bench with their faces covered, like in Casino, and they're like, "Hey, we gotta ixnay the hombre deal. We can't do this anymore. What do you mean? It's a bad look for us. We gotta make our players think we're fighting for them. All right, well, and then they're gonna settle out of court or some crap. I mean, this is all for show. In other words, this is a game.
It does blow my mind. I can't remember the name of the director of the NFLPA. Was it Lloyd Howell?
I don't know. They changed because D. Murray Smith is finally gone.
You know, he's putting a book out that supposedly is really interesting.
It should. You know what the title should be?
What?
How I was the most incompetent NFLPA leader of all time.
I mean, shocker that you would go that route. But, I mean, I don't know that this guy is going to be winning any awards here anytime soon after this comes out. He might be at the bottom of the list there.
Allow me to be an advocate for the players for 30 seconds.
Okay.
Every deal he did seemingly either made the game worse or players came out and said, this is a bad deal. Why are we signing it? After already agreeing. Once they finally read it, like that last deal, they almost voted to take it back because they'd already passed it before reading it. Once they read it, they realized it was a player that was bad for y'all.
I do want to Christopher Droney was the arbitrator in this situation, and I got to read the quote from him because in the ruling he concluded that the NFLPA showed by a clear preponderance of the evidence that Commissioner Roger Goodell and the league general counsel had urged owners to restrict guaranteed money in player contracts. A clear preponderance.
What does
of
that
the
mean?
Evidence just sounds to me like. It wasn't even close. Right. Like it was preponderance of the evidence. Not even close. Yeah, man, they got y'all. This is very clear cut that you guys were in collusion. So
I mean, I bet you the other owners and the Kangaroo Court, the owners, NFL owner Kangaroo Court, they probably took the old pilot guy to task. You know what's that? Haslam, Jimmy Haslam. He probably got a hefty fine.
He probably felt like an idiot. In this meeting, they were like, why would anybody do? Oh my God, Jimmy. What? Why would anybody do this?
You know, Jerry Jones right now, Jimmy, what were you thinking signing this deal? I've been thinking about it in the shower a lot.
I do think it's funny. The ESPN story that has this just could not believe this Lloyd Howell thing. He Ginsburg's his name. He has a quote that says, as the head of the union, Lloyd has an obligation to protect the best interests of the players. By agreeing to a confidentiality agreement, the union purposely blocked the players from receiving crucial information about the operations at the NFL. So, yeah, I mean, I think DeMaurice Smith took his lumps. This guy right here might be out of a job, after all this is said and done.
Well, moving on to Big 12 Media Days, Deion Sanders is making his opinion known on college salaries.
I wish it was a cap. You know, like the top of the line player makes this. And if you're not that type of guy, you know you're not going to make that. That's what the NFL does. So the problem is you got a guy that's not that darn good, but he could go to another school and they give him $500,000 and you can't compete with that. That don't make sense. And you're talking about equality, not equality, like equal. I guess it's equality. And all you have to do is look at the playoffs and see what those teams spent. And you understand darn near why they're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to compete with somebody who's giving $25, $30 million to a darn freshman class. It's crazy. We're not complaining because all these coaches up here can coach their butts off and give them the right opportunity with the right players and play here and there, you'll be there. But it's what's going on right now don't make sense. And we want to say stuff, but we're trying to be professional. But you're going to see the same teams darn near at the end and with somebody who sneaks up in there. But the team that pays the most is going to be there in the end.
Well, that's been college football for 70 years, Deion. And it's also ironic that you bring this up after your kids graduate and go to the NFL. And by the way, just how in the hell did you get Julian Lewis out there to Boulder, Colorado? I wonder.
I don't think you like the mailman here, but I think you love the I think you like the message.
First of all,
I don't know why you decided to go at Deion about it. He's spot on. This might be the most spot on thing I've ever felt that Deion has said.
Because it's very ironic that the two of the highest paid athletes in college football history in the short time that we've been acknowledging that we've been paying them are Shador and Shiloh, and then top it with Travis Hunter. So it's funny that he comes out with this take after. Is he right? Hell yeah, he's right.
And that's the thing is, like, he's so right for me that I don't even want to try to take away from where the message is coming from by even bringing that up. But because, I have my ups and downs with Deion. I hated the whole Louis thing when he got to Colorado. He's a little bit over the top for me in terms of some of the stuff he says. But he has never been more spot on about anything he has said as a head coach other than this. Well, I mean, this is it.
It's the first time I truly feel like he's being honest about this part of it. But I want to say, how did you get Julian Lewis? Why did he flip from USC?
But I think he's not talking about that. Like, he's talking about the value for certain players. I heard of a backup lineman in the SEC getting offered seven figures to transfer within the SEC. That's what he's talking about. That is insane.
But it's the same. The same thing goes to guys coming out of high school, and like the kid at Georgia Tech who got, $3 million to just sign with Georgia Tech?
Yeah, but I don't think that has anything to do with Julian Lewis. Five-star quarterbacks are going to get money. It's just like the NFL draft.
The point is you don't think they're not getting more than the average player? That's the whole point of the message. If you're talking about the
point of his message is that these guys are getting above value.
Yes,
Julian Lewis got
thing.
Value.
I think he got above value for a kid that's never played a snap. Just like your example of a backup offensive lineman going somewhere and getting above value to transfer to another team. It's the same thing. It all reminds me of the rookie contract back in the day that we talk about with Sam Bradford when these guys would come out and get paid way more than guys that have been doing it for 10 years.
I agree.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Well, and next week, Major League Baseball will utilize the automated ball strike challenge system during the All-Star game. So if you see a batter step out, tap their helmet, or a pitcher tap his hat, they are challenging the call. I'm excited to see this.
I doubt that the umpires like this.
Well, of course they don't.
On the grandest at the All-Star game, I don't need this smoke. Yeah, move on.
Well, speaking of All-Star Week, it's time to compete, fellas. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. The theme today is, hey now, They'll finish it for me. Obviously, in honor of the All-Star Game, this is the theme of today.
That's right, Allie. But you know what? Starting Saturday, we'll have all of the festivities covered as we broadcast live from Merce in the Cobb Galleria Center. That's wall-to-wall All-Star News preview special guests, all brought to you by Window Nation, windownation.com, or call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. And if you're headed to the Fan Village, stop by and see us at Merce all day Saturday through Tuesday, July 15th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know myself, Dylon, and Allie will all be there at 10 a.m. at Murph's. 10 to 2, I believe, we'll be on. I think Chris Thomas follows us after that. So come join us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm so excited for it that I made today's Throwback Thursday trivia theme after it. the standings right now are Mike is ahead. It's 4-3. So it's really anyone's game at this point for this season. Yes, your name is your buzzer. Here we go. Dylan, please help me hear who says their name first, because this is going to be a very quick one.
I've got you covered.
Okay. Bo. What ogre helped make...
Bo.
Was that Mike?
Bo.
Okay, what? Bo.
Yeah, I think I heard Bo
first. What? He doesn't even believe you.
We need an automated strike.
This is ridiculous. Right. He doesn't even believe you. He's laughing at you right now.
I mean, if Allie wants to overrule us, she can.
Oh, man.
I just can't. Like, what were you listening to? That was clear.
My ears heard Bo first.
We've got ridiculous. A lot of questions, so it might balance out.
Wow.
All right. What streaming service is known for sports documentaries that turn athletes into stars and also making things awkward in Flowery Branch?
Shrek.
Mike. I mean, I got to get that one, right?
Yeah, Mike, you're
Netflix.
There you go.
This man just said Shrek.
Damn, I knew the answer, too.
Oh,
all
man.
Right, it's 1-1. What is the nickname for the MLB's All-Star Game?
Mike.
Yes.
The Midsummer Classic.
That is it. Okay, what SNL character is a superstar?
Bo.
Bo.
It's Sister Catherine. Mary Catherine. Mary Catherine Elizabeth or something like that.
Mm.
It's Molly Shannon.
I'll give it to you. It's Mary Catherine Gallagher, superstar.
I don't
know if he deserves to get that.
Should have a long Catholic name like that.
All right, it is tied 2-2. What former Braves player and 14-time All-Star held the MLB home run record for decades?
Bo. Hank Aaron.
That is it.
Where are we on that tough guy?
I was stuck. I was stuck in the middle of that one. I was like, what? Okay.
All right,
it had me for a second when she left at 14. I was like, wait, huh?
Bo has pulled ahead 3-2. What movie franchise features battles in space and stars in its title?
Mike.
Bo.
Dylan, don't you dare say that Bo got that one.
Bo got it.
What are you? Is this broke? What are you listening to?
I heard
to?
Bo first, dog.
That you have I heard lost the, your mind.
I heard the Star Wars?
I had not finished the question.
Oh. Plot twist.
And that is incorrect. Mike, do you want to take a stab at it? Or do you want me to finish the question?
Star Trek?
That is it.
Yeah!
the end of that was in Star Wars, isn't it?
Mike, I will officially take my apology now. I saved you. I actually saved you.
I was definitely going to get it wrong. No doubt about it.
You're welcome.
I'm worried about the future of this segment. If you like, that's twice.
All right. What pop stars fans are known as little monsters?
I didn't hear the first part of the question.
What pop stars fans are known as little monsters? Mike.
Katy Perry?
No.
I have no clue.
I'm trying to think of a pop star.
I have a second guess, but
no, you've already ruined
it. I know.
You've already answered incorrectly.
Yeah,
I think we scratched this one.
Yeah, because I don't know many pop.
That would be Lady Gaga.
That was my second guess.
Yep. Okay, what team has the most home run derby winners?
Mike?
It's an obvious one. Yeah, Mike.
It's obvious.
I think it's obvious, but I know the answer.
The Braves.
No.
Okay. When you thought it was obvious, I was like, oh, God.
The Mets?
No.
I was going to guess the Mariners at first.
Maybe I threw you guys off. It's the Yankees.
Okay. I was going to guess the Mariners because they had a run with Griffey and all that, but yeah.
Well, Alonso won like three straight, so that's why I was
And I was thinking Robinson Cano is a Mariner, yeah.
It is tied, so we got to get through a few more.
Okay.
In which Mario video game will a glowing star give you a boost and make you temporarily... Yes?
Mario Kart.
That is it. 4-2-3
I mean, all of the games have a star. I mean...
What Braves legend, an 8-time All-Star, famously wore number 10?
Bo. Mike.
Bo.
Chipper Jones.
That is Chipper.
He actually got that one, though.
All right, we're tied right now, 4-4. What superhero team includes Star-Lord, Rocket, and Groot?
Bo.
Bo.
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
That is it.
I would have never
5-4. We are running out of time. Who defeated Bobby Witt Jr. last year in the Home Run Derby during All-Star Week?
Mike.
Mike.
Pete Alonso.
No.
Don't know. It was worth a shot.
I don't know. I can't remember. I knew it was somebody. I don't know. Juan Soto?
No.
I don't remember.
That was Teoscar Hernandez. What is the name of the famous Hollywood sidewalk filled with celebrity names?
Yeah, he got it.
The Walk of Fame or whatever.
That is the Walk of Fame. Yeah. We are out of time.
Nice work.
So it is 6-4. Bo, you won this one. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mike, it sounds like my judgments didn't too much matter for you.
Bo. No, I didn't. He definitely got those last two. I have no clue what you were listening to the first time. The first one, I'm like, that was like, I feel like your headphones are broke. No way. Well, but, yeah, he won that one fair and square.
And then I bailed you out on the other one, too.
I mean,
so.
You didn't know you were bailing me out.
I honestly gained you a point. More than you would have had.
You guys are tied for the season with Throwback Thursday trivia. Coming up, we're going to get back into the toughest quarterback that the Falcons will face this season. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.